So, as concisely as you can, for someone like me, how can you explain the metaverse and how does the general member of the public get involved with it?
Okay, sure. Before we start, let's see what metaverse is exactly. Most of the people heard about metaverse when Facebook changed its name to Meta a couple of months ago. But before Facebook announced that they are working on a metaverse world, there are some video games like The Second Life that enable users to create an avatar and interact with each other.
Right.
But
like The Sims.
Yeah, exactly. We can say it's a kind of metaverse.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But the new concept of metaverse, I mean, the metaverse that we know these days is not just about creating an avatar and playing a video game. When we talk about metaverse today, we're talking about a 3D virtual world that can enable users to socialize in the virtual world. And this socialization is not done by an avatar that is controlled by mouse or keyboard. And it's not something that users watch on their computer screens. In fact, it's a new experience and a new form of communication. Instead of watching the avatar and watching the virtual world, users go into the virtual world with the use of the virtual reality headsets and with their simulated body that is scanned by the VR headset. It's the main difference. So instead of watching the things through the computer screen or your smartphone, you go into the environment.
Right.
And you see your own body and everything is you. And
How does that platform work then? Because I'm assuming it's one of those things where if you've got a friend overseas or people from all around the world, whether they're in Berlin or the States or Russia or whatever it is, you can kind of meet them at the same place on the metaverse. So how does all that work? What's the platform and, I guess, for lack of a better term, kind of lay of the land or something?
Okay, well, the only thing that people need to do to join metaverse is having just a virtual reality headset, and it doesn't need to be an expensive headset. People even don't need to have any computer background knowledge or to be an expert in technology. They just need to wear the virtual reality headset, open the metaverse application, and enter the virtual world, and that's it.
Right, okay.
Then they can go to the different parts of the virtual world and do whatever they like. They can purchase a land, a house, go to movie, concert, or even go to the theme park with their friends.
Is that with real money, Ali? Like, are people actually putting their personal
expenses
into it? Or are you buying, I don't know, like game money, similar when you play a computer game or whatever and you earn coins or something?
Now it's about digital currency and, I mean, cryptocurrencies.
Gotcha.
The currency that is used in the metaverse is digital currency. The currencies such as, for example, Ethereum or Cardano. But each platform can have its own currency. I mean, its own digital currency.
Right. Okay. Now, I think I'm getting it. Have metaverses or the metaverse, is it singular or plural? Do you say metaverses or metaverse, Ali?
It's a very good question.
Okay.
In fact, we only have one metaverse.
Right. Okay.
In practice, but each company, for example, Facebook works its own metaverse.
Okay. Gotcha.
Nvidia and Microsoft work on their own metaverse, but in reality, all of them should be integrated and we will only have one metaverse at the end.
Okay, got you. Has the metaverse gotten particularly popular, I don't know, in the last couple of years as all around the world people have been stuck inside and given the pandemic, the global pandemic and such, are people engaging with it because I guess it's an escape in some ways?
First of all, I should say that currently we really don't have any metaverse that is really published by the companies. All the companies are still working on them. There are some applications, for example, by Facebook. If you have Oculus Quest of Facebook, it's a virtual reality headset by Facebook. If you purchase that one, there are some apps. They are kind of metaverse applications that you can install on your headset and communicate with your friends and go to different places and talk with your friends, or even you can go to a movie with your friends.
Okay.
in the virtual world. But during the pandemic, as you asked, yeah, I can say that people use these applications more than before.
Okay.
And but the issue is all of them are really new. In fact, they are just released during the pandemic, and we didn't have any experience so that we can compare them if users use them more or less than before.
Gotcha. Right. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Ali. I must admit, and I'm very gracious for you coming and joining us because I have absolutely no idea. People talk about it. I'm sure people are in a similar boat to me as well. And of course, you've got the expertise. So thanks so much for joining us on Breakfast.